We're talking now with Craig Uden, who's, of course, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Craig, glad to have you here at the OCA annual meeting in Oklahoma City, Norman. And let's talk a little bit about this last week in Denver, summer cattle business meeting. Had a great group between the three organizations that were meeting primarily. Your Saturday morning NCBA business meeting, what were some highlights that came out of that particular session?
Well, you know, Ron, going into the summer convention, we knew that there would be issues on the working group with been working with the CME. Volatility continues to be a challenge for all producers and really all of agriculture. And we rang that bell over 18 months ago, so we were hoping to get to a little farther point of what we really wanted. And as they work through it, they're working on changing the contract to represent the industry and making a product that really suits for risk protection. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of resolutions come out of a lot of states, so we were looking for that to be a long, drawn-out meeting. But they met ahead of time and started working on procedures that they're going to address in their committee meeting, and they came out with really positive results. I think one thing we have to look at today is we are in a very global society. What happens not only within the borders of the U.S. or other countries really moves our markets fast, and there's been a lot of technical changes. So it's been a little harder to facilitate why the markets do what they do. But I thought at the end of the day, everybody came in, worked really well, presented some resolutions that looked like they were going to address some of these issues, but we still have a lot of challenges. They're going to keep the working group and engaged with the CME and CFTC. Another issue out there is naturally traceability. We want to push out to our members either the value or the distractions, the cost of traceability, and what benefits and what pitfalls there are. We do everything on a science-based approach, so we're working with a company called World Perspective that's going to be analyzing the value and also the cost of traceability for marketing. We're still much in the belief that we want a voluntary program for marketing. What brings up some of those issues, though, is the move that the government had to push out phase two of animal disease traceability and how well that did not seem to play in the country. So there's a lot of issues out there, and there's a lot of confusion because you have the disease traceability. We're looking at the marketing aspect of traceability, but that'll continue to evolve and discussed. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of positive, but there's a lot of challenges out there, and people will have to view for themselves the benefits or the costs associated with that.
Now, on the traceability issue, that phase two is really a mandatory type program, right?
Phase two is. You know, they've had disease traceability on phase one, and that would be the cattle 18 months and older. Now, as they look at going into a phase two, the federal government, they're looking at feeder cattle. Well, that presents a different challenge as far as addressing the speed of commerce, how cattle are marketed, where they're marketed. Mm-hmm. The positive with what just happened last week with the cow that was found in Alabama, mm-hmm. That animal was able to be traced back rather rapidly, and when they came out, said it was an atypical. Government handled it very well and said atypical. It did not affect our markets, and it did not affect our position on the international standards. So that's a positive when you look at how that is on phase one with the older animals. But when you get into the feeder cattle, a lot more needs to be discussed. A lot more needs to be analyzed and seen how that would work through the system.
Now, with your particular operation, you're in the feedlot end of the business primarily. The China arrangement we made, kind of a bookend traceability as far as at the start of the animal's life and then at the end. Does that make sense to you?
That's a bookend traceability where the cattle are born and where they're harvested, and it's a fairly simple. Where did the cattle originate and where were they slaughtered? And that's the agreement we had with China. It's a program that's worked for these other countries very well. And we're in this RFP, we're going to even look at what do other countries have. You know, everybody else, we've got about 7 or 8 other global partners that all have a traceability system of some kind. Whether it's good or bad, I'm not sure. But we're going to analyze what works and what doesn't work and how successful it's been. You know, people continue to ask where their beef is coming from and some of these challenges. But the animal disease traceability is something we're going to have to stay engaged on and see how this administration handles it and what they're going to do with that. But the phase one, most producers don't even understand. When they go to the sale barn, they put a back tag on these cows, and they follow that animal through for the 18 a month and older. And it was really a success of our system, showing that we were able to trace that atypical BSE that came out of Alabama last week, be right on top of it, make sure it never got in the food system. And it wasn't a big issue in the media and the public, and consumption of beef never had any challenge. So that was a positive. So
you mentioned media, and as far as that case of BSE, didn't seem to have a whole lot of traction as far as any attention. Was that what your experience was as you talked to your staff at NCBA and as y'all worked on this?
Yes, because we do have the system in place that they knew where the cow came from within a matter of hours, and they were able to trace it back and do the testing and prove that it was atypical. Atypical usually happens, and it's a 1 in several million chances is what they're estimating, 1 in a million. And it is nice that we're finding those cases so it doesn't create the hysteria out in the country, not only with producers but with the people that are consuming our product.
Overall, as you came out of Denver, I think we talked briefly about, you know, the mood of the ship, the mood of the industry. Are you feeling good as you come into this second half of 17?
I am. I tell you, the industry's responded well. We've increased our numbers out there. But working together through all segments of the cattle industry, we knew the cattle were there. We're processing the cattle. The volume is picking up at the retail side. On the domestic, we've had a very good, successful year on the export. We need to keep our foot on the gas to keep moving the export, because 96% of the country does live out of the U.S. But domestically, we've had very, very positive cases there. We've got new product development. Our quality continues to rise. And that really puts us at the center of the play. So consequently, as we move through these challenging times, like more numbers, and it creates more opportunity to export product and stay vibrant in the industry. We have to. There's many, many different facets we got to keep our fingers on at one time. There's just not one or two silver bullets out there. So we got to continue to keep looking at the big picture so that we don't fall through the cracks and have a disruption in our supply chain right now, because we're tight on processing, and we continue to grow the herd, and as long as it's positive out there, we will have a lot of opportunities for young folks. So yes, I think we're moving into the heat of the summer and the dog days of the summer, and this is where we normally have challenges in demand. But I also recently saw that we were adding features to beef in our stores, because beef has come down from where it was. And so the retailer is featuring a lot of ribeyes and a lot of middle meats right now in the stores, which is something that we haven't seen in quite some time in the summer. So there's a lot of optimism out there. I think the country, the economy feels good. People are spending money. And we want to be able to be center, front and center for that market share on our product.